We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Come on. Welcome to Money Savage REI, and welcome our guest, strong and powerful Ari Rastigar. Ari, I'm ready to do this, man.
I'm excited, man. I watch your stuff. You do a great job. Listeners are lucky to have you.
I appreciate that. Ari is the founder and CEO of the Rastigar Property Company. He's working to make access to high-quality, recession-resilient, income-producing real estate easy and accessible. Again, I'm excited to have you on, Ari. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Man, I'm the why guy. You know, look, my life is my wife and my 3 kids, you know, and, you know, it's funny when I had my first child or when we had our first child, Victoria, it stopped being about me. You know, it stopped. Everything was on her timeline. You know, if we bought this property, you know, because we were, you know, look, you know, my dad was an Iranian immigrant and in Iran. My grandfather was the Shah of Iran psychiatrist, you know, and he, you know, was a 7-time gold medalist. I mean, just, I mean, this unbelievable man. And my father, it was a big shoes. You know, my father was is an attorney, very educated. But, you know, after the revolution, you know, we weren't Muslim and aligned with that regime. So they killed our whole family. And luckily, you know, my grandparents were able to escape. My uncles were already studying at UT down in Austin, along with my dad. So we got really lucky. So they went from having all the luxuries, so to speak, in the world to starting from nothing, you know. And same with my mom, came from very humble beginnings. And my wife's mother, you know, is from Guatemala. Her dad's from Spain. And her mom grew up on dirt floors. I mean, so I delivered pizzas through college, started this business with a $3,000 loan when I was in law school using my scholarship money. So, you know, this guy was definitely a teardown. Like, this guy had to be built for nothing. And it's still very much a work in progress. We still have a lot of windows to change, some new paint, and still kind of putting it together. And on the real estate side, I was born and raised in Austin. And kind of grew up here in Austin, went to law school in San Antonio, Texas A&M undergrad. I was an English major. Most people don't know that. They think that I studied finance and business. And, you know, I'm very much a data analytics fanatic, but also just a student of life. You know, I'm a big reader. I'm in everything, from all the way from Tony Robbins to Ralph Waldo Emerson. You can find on my desk. But now for us, it's really about core values. You know, and for us at Rastigar, being an Austin native, being one of the largest real estate owners in the city, I own 100% of the company. You know, our investors are public pension funds, family offices. And, you know, we're rolling out our new REIT that you kind of mentioned that's going to allow smaller investors for the first time to access institutional grade real estate. A lot focused on the Golden Triangle, some in Austin, but mostly in the Sun Belt, cities that you would think of with large technology hubs, the Phoenixes, the Raleighs, Nashville, Charlotte, you know, cities like that, and allow the, you know, the smaller accredited investors to participate. In what will be, you know, Austin is just I mean, Oracle moved their headquarters, and if you kind of do your homework, Silicon Valley was built on Oracle. I mean, Oracle was the crux of what made Silicon Valley Silicon Valley. So Tesla, as much as I love Elon Musk and respect so much what he's doing, if Tesla went bankrupt tomorrow, you just buy a different car. Right. If Oracle goes bankrupt, the world shuts down. I mean, you cannot go to a restaurant and order food without Oracle. You can't get on the subway without Oracle. You know, I mean, it's like there's so much that people under, they're the backbone of the world's operations. And from what I hear, Larry's going to be spending a lot of time down here in Austin. I've seen Zuck several times. You know, Facebook's second largest office in the world. Google's second largest office in the world. Amazon's largest acquisition of $13.2 billion of Whole Foods is founded and headquartered in Austin. Amazon's largest distribution hub is in San Marcos, 20 minutes south of Austin. I mean, there's a lot going on here, and I assure you it's just getting started. I mean, if Apple, for example, they bought 140 acres in Austin last year. Their campus doesn't even open until 2025.
Right.
So there's so much growth potential. We own over 500 acres in the Austin MSA. We've invested successfully in over 38 cities, 12 states, and 7 asset classes with our audited track record, third-party fund administrators, audited financials. And all I keep wondering is, where are all these investors when I needed all this, when I needed the money 4 or 5 years ago? Sure. You know? And now we've been having some great conversations with great people. And, you know, our core value, like we always talk about, is, you know, is create value, you know, create value, be a conscious capitalist, you know, profit isn't a bad word, you know, so our core business is taking vintage multifamily, which is effectively, you know, 30, 40 year old product under 100 doors in Class A locations. I call it the $5 Uber ride. Within $5 Uber ride, you can get to all the fun stuff. That's one of the checklists. You know, that's one of the things I look for. And we deliver a Class A amenity when we're done. We take it down to the studs, replace all electrical, all mechanical, roofing. So when we pass it on to the next buyer, they literally have an annuity. You know, so we lower expense ratio, increase rents. But there's an old saying on Wall Street that, you know, bulls make money, bears make money, pigs get slaughtered. So if you have the Class A across the street, we can charge in some instances 40% less than the Class A, delivering the same experience to our neighbors, which is the name at Rastigar for our tenants. We call them our neighbors. And to me, that's, you know, that's value creation. That's giving the end user, being obsessed with your consumer in that kind of Amazonian Zappos kind of mentality, and making sure that we're focused on our investors and focused on our end user. And we found the more that we do that, the less ego we have in the game. The stronger our investment committee is, and we've been very fortunate. And but I'd be remiss if I told you we had a lot of luck behind us too. I mean, there's a lot of luck that helped us get here. So it was old-fashioned hard work. I'm not the smartest guy in the world by any stretch of the imagination, but I've been very, very lucky and very blessed to be born and raised in this city. I say city, but it's really Austin is really a town on steroids.
Yeah, and if it's not a city right now, then it certainly will be pretty soon, I think, man.
You know, it's getting there. I joke that, like, Dallas and Houston are metropolis, right? Yeah. I mean, these are massive, massive, massive sprawled metroplexes, and Austin has geographic barriers. So it's built on the lake, so if you go too far west, you're hitting the hill country where you literally can't develop. You know, but if you go, call it 50 miles south, you're hitting San Antonio, which is another top 15 city. Austin just became the top 10 city in the U.S., ironically surpassing San Jose, the heart of Silicon Valley, which I thought was just funny. I mean, it was just funny to see that. But Austin can go east, and it can go you know, north and south. If you go further enough north, you hit Dallas. If you go further enough south, you hit San Antonio, then you hit Mexico, because it's on that kind of I-35 corridor that actually ends in Chicago. You know, so there's only so much. And from a supply and demand standpoint, you know, that's what's going to drive value, you know, employment, you know, and obviously the joke is that Austin isn't in Texas. So, you know, a lot of the folks that share, you know, differing political views than a lot of Texans. And for me, you know, people ask me all the time, so are you Republican, are you Democrat? I'm like, look, I'm an American, you know, like I see the merit in both. I think, you know, that one side has a lot of great points. The other side has a lot of great points. I don't agree wholeheartedly with anybody on anything, much sure. less politics, but
right.
I can pick the jewels, and I'm excited for President-elect Biden to take office. I think he has some great intentions, and, you know, I pray for him and I pray for his administration that, you know, we'll get some healing done and do some good stuff. But, you know, it's a very interesting time, but I want to be very clear that the data points to this truly being one of the greatest buying opportunities in the last 100 years. I mean, during recessions or pandemics or whatever you want to call it, you know, some of the greatest companies in the world were started, the Microsofts, you know, the LinkedIns, the Amazons. I mean, you just keep going and you're like, oh my gosh, those companies started during the worst calamities ever. So there's more opportunity today than ever. But Edison used to say that most people, you know, miss opportunity because opportunity shows up in overalls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah.
You got to slug through it. You got to work through it. But there's a tremendous amount of opportunity. And with the vaccines coming, I'm super optimistic about us finding a new normality. Because, you know, if you look back to World War II, you know, necessity is what drives innovation. And so we're seeing this vaccine roll out, you know, faster than any vaccine ever. And a lot of people have looked at that and said, well, is it risky? Is it this? Is it that? And I'm not that's not my expertise, so I can't speak to the efficacy of the vaccine. But what I can say is the world really came together and you have countries talking that weren't even talking and, you know, innovating, and they rolled this thing out so quickly because it was so necessary. And I thought that was such a beautiful thing, you know, to see all these countries and scientists and global leaders talking and helping. And there was a lot of unification. So for the first time in a long time, we realized that we're all humans. And so I'd like to focus a lot on that silver lining that's come out of this and that's created some of these opportunities. So, but the news has become kind of shock therapy. It's like, you know, the killer wasp, you know, you hear all these
murder
things,
hornet, but, yeah,
you know, or the horn killer hornet or whatever it was. But there's a lot of great that's come out of this stuff as well. And my heart goes out to, you know, all the families that obviously have lost loved ones. And we've been connected to some of those. And obviously it's they have all my love and all our prayers. And I just hope that we just kind of keep this rolling a little bit and get it moving forward.
Yeah. Amen. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show. So everything going on is both exciting, it's scary, and there's a lot of head scratches in there too, because while we have small businesses being decimated and we have people dying, we also have the stock market just going higher and higher and higher. And I live in Phoenix, and property values are just going up and up and up and up. And you just mentioned how, from a data standpoint, that this is just an exciting and a great time. Part of me says, well, when's the other shoe going to drop, though?
Yeah, so it's really, I mean, look, you know, questions are the answers. One of my mentors used to say, right? You want the right answer, ask the right question, or ask a better question, right? So first of all, I love Phoenix. Love Phoenix. We have a condo development going up at 4th and Van Buren, right next to a big Trammell Crow development, which you'll You'll see our signs and see our stuff going up there. Condo sales in that area have gone completely gangbusters. I bought that land a couple years ago, and we partnered with the local developer, so we break ground, I want to say, in about 6 months. And then we're looking at a bunch of vintage multifamily in Mesa and Scottsdale and those areas. So I love that market for a variety of reasons. But you're right. There's only so much that you can print money and continue riding this thing. And I think that, well, I don't think, you know, we're trading at PE multiples, you know, in the mid 20s now, which is just screaming for a correction. And the point is, that's not a bad thing necessarily. We've had the longest bull market in history. Okay. Some of it feels a little bit like smoke and mirrors. And some the tech sector certainly has, you know, gotten, you know, really, really inflated, but they've also created a lot of value, you know, so there's two sides to it. I think we're asking for a major correction, but I'm not a market timer. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm a risk manager. Okay. And so for me, I look for asymmetrical risk. I say, look, how can I take the least amount of risk to generate the best risk adjusted returns? You know, people don't come to Rastigar, you know, to make the most money. They come to us for singles and doubles, you know, just kind of hitting singles and doubles, getting on base. If you want to go look for 50 IRRs and 10X returns and things like that, go find a VC firm or something. That's not, you know, kind of, you know, what we do. But I definitely believe that that shoe is going to drop. But you're seeing home prices surge as a result of the pandemic. People leaving that urban core and wanting safety, wanting security, wanting their own homes. So that's a direct result of what's going on in the pandemic. But as the vaccine rolls out, there's a huge demographic that wants to be in the urban core. They want to be in walkable areas. So people are going to come back there. And this whole concept of people working from home indefinitely is bullshit. I mean, people, we are tribal by nature. We work better when we're in person. We whiteboard together. You know, we break bread together. We talk, we collaborate and, you know, create ideas. And, you know, I'll give you one statistic that you'll like is, you know, back in the 80s and 90s and the 70s, the largest tenant of office buildings in the United States was law firms. Okay. And I'm a recovering attorney. Okay. Still scarred, but my bar is still in good standing. And I know that because my father reminds me every day that I should do my CLEs and do the stuff, which I do out of respect. you know, but when, you know, and the reason they were the largest tenant in the world or in the country certainly was because of libraries. You know, so they had floors and floors and floors of libraries of all the books, you know, of all the briefs and the case law. But when all that digitized, all of a sudden you had a law firm with 16 floors in Manhattan went to one. And people are like, oh, my God, this will never recover. There's no way. I mean, all this vacancy 2 years later is back to stable. So it's, there are certain sectors, in my opinion, like if you're a coder at Google and all you do is sit behind the computer and you're not, you know, client interfacing. Yes, I think absolutely. But Coca-Cola started that 10 years ago of allowing work from home for certain job sectors that don't require human interaction. But people want to be in the office. People want to get out of the house. They want to travel. They want to go meet their clients. Certainly in the marketing and sales and any of those types of industries. And I think it's going to come back in what they call a K-shaped economy and K-shaped recovery. And I don't like jargon. I'm not a jargon guy. I'm a simple guy. But basically the K-shaped recovery means certain asset classes will recover quicker than others. So hospitality might take 3 years. I'm just using a number, but multifamily, which is screaming, and single family homes, which is screaming right now, came a little quicker. But there is no question that people are going to be back in the office. They want to be. And Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan, as you know, said that productivity has just plummeted since people were working from home. Okay. And the CEO of Zoom, who's now worth however many billions, who, you know, obviously, you know, caught lightning in a bottle, he came out publicly and said, I'm sick of Zoom meetings. And I just thought that was just funny. He has Zoom fatigue, right? And so, again, there's a lot of innovation. There's a lot of good stuff to focus on. But I'm very optimistic that if we extend the timeline to the 3-year, the 5-year, the 10-year, there's a lot to be learned from this. But on the 10-year, this is just going to be a blip. I mean, this is just going to be a total blip. But I'm with you that we were asking for a major correction in the stock market, and commodities, real estate, gold are inherent, you know, hedges against, you know, global risk, inherent hedges to inflation, which, you know, depending on which side of the fence you look at, I don't see how we raise interest rates over the next 3 to 5 years without causing massive calamity. But eventually there will be some inflation, and, you know, real estate is your, you know, quintessential hedge against that type of inflation and insulating from global risk.
Nice. I love it. Well, Ari, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
You know, my difference-making tip is – I kind of have two, if that's okay with
you. Sure.
One is mindset. And I know that sounds a little cheesy, but we have to be very focused on our inner dialogue and how we talk to ourselves. And I've had a life coach, you know, for about 12 years. I'm a big Tony Robbins guy. I'm a big believer in the Handel method, which is, you know, started by a lady named Lauren Zander that represents the likes of Hugh Jackman and Michael Rapinoe and, you know, huge names. And she's been my coach for 12 years. And, you know, we have to really be conscious of that inner dialogue, you know, of how we're talking to ourselves, being gentle with ourselves, and, you know, being aware of the mental trauma that this has taken on us, and just continuously forcing ourselves to keep a positive outlook, focusing on our goals, knowing where we're going. My father used to say, you know, if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to know when you get there? You know, you could have the best car filled with gas with the best tires, but if you type in the wrong address in the GPS system, you know, you're not going to get there. And, you know, all the grit in the world won't get you to the address you're going if you put in the wrong address. Okay. So that's kind of one. I apologize for being verbose, but that's one. And two is we can't stop educating ourselves. We have to keep learning. And, you know, and there's so much free resources on YouTube, on podcasts, on all these things that just flood yourself with learning. You know, just keep learning whatever that is, even if it's a little bit here of, you know, of a great mind that's on that you respect, that's in your industry or not. Take that tidbit, take a little note, and constantly educate yourself during this time, and just don't stop learning. Like, just continuously fill yourself with that. And by doing that, it'll keep your mind, you know, focused on, you know, on where you want to go. And if you're not there, I delivered pizzas through college. I flipped burgers, you know, when I was, you know, in high school. And if a kid like me with a speech impediment, 7 years of speech therapy, can build the, you know, knock on wood, soon to be billion-dollar company from nothing. Certainly we're in the hundreds of millions, as you all know. We've been covered in Forbes, in the Journal. A simple Google search will tell you that. You all can do it. Just keep learning, keep reading, keep being optimistic, keep believing that the future is bright, because I assure you, you're going to need sunglasses, because the future really is that bright.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Ari, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how can people get involved with the new REIT?
So RastigarProperty.com. You know, is the best place to reach us, and you just can fill out a contact form. Someone on our team will get back to you, and then there'll be a link directly to the REIT, and it's very digital. You can click on it and go directly towards it. The press release will go out this coming week, but obviously you can come to us through the website is the easiest way, or find us on Instagram. You could follow me personally at just @Rastigar. On Instagram, and watch what we're doing. And, you know, we're very excited about a lot of projects coming up. A development that we have in downtown Austin will be one of the first post-pandemic design buildings. We were actually on the cover of the Austin Statesman yesterday with these, you know, new HEPA filters and UV lights and touchless entries, staircases on the outside, and just really being at the tip of the spear of, you know, what the future looks like in a post-pandemic world.
I love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Ari your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to RastigarProperty.com. Is that right, Ari?
That's right. Or you can just Google my name, Ari Rastigar, and I think you'll get more than you bargained for on the news.
I love it. Well, thanks again, Ari.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
Yes, we are. God bless you, brother.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.